there, and welcome to the Hello Personality Podcast, the place where we dig deep into personality type to understand who you really are so that we can live each day with greater purpose and intention by focusing on what really matters. I'm Leslie McDaniel, and this is Season 5, Episode 1. It's a new season here on the podcast, so that means we're going to explore a new theme with a new personality type system as the backdrop. Last season, we explored the theme of emotional intelligence through the lens of the Enneagram, but this season, we're turning our eyes to the topic of motivation through the lens of the 16 type system. The topic of motivation might bring the Enneagram to mind since it does deal with a person's underlying core motivation, but I believe that there's a lot to learn about this topic from your 16 types personality as well. Understanding what truly motivates you, I believe, is a key piece of awareness that helps you get to the root of who you really are and what really matters. But it's also the key to being more intentional about the way you use your time. Sometimes we're motivated by things that don't actually serve our highest and greatest potential. And when we're unaware of this, we'll be acting unconsciously to meet a likely unconscious need. Bringing our truest motivations to the surface, whether it's through your Enneagram type or the 16 types personality system, is an act of courage and vulnerability, and it can provide a huge step forward on your path toward living with greater purpose and intention. So, what is motivation? Motivation is the drive or stimulus, and that can be either internal or external, that influences your choices, actions, and behaviors. And it compels you to satisfy certain needs or desires or to achieve specific goals. So essentially, motivation ultimately guides your decisions, your behaviors, and ultimately the direction of your life. That means that your motivation is pretty impactful. So I think it makes a lot of sense to get to the bottom of what actually motivates you. You might wonder what the difference is between motivation and determination. They are similar in that they both assist you in moving forward and following through on something, but motivation is more like the spark that ignites the fire or the desire to get started, and determination keeps you going once you've started. If you're someone who enjoys the start of a project or maybe even the first half, your motivation might wane the farther you get into something. Being determined takes willpower, and I believe anyone can develop the will to continue. Now, being motivated can, of course, come more naturally to some people than others, and there can be some type preference reasons for that. And we'll probably talk a little more about that as we get through the interviews that I have for you this season. But I believe that everyone, no matter their type, can work on setting up the right conditions, so to speak, in order to fuel your motivation. I don't believe that motivation is something that you either have or you don't have. It is something, though, that you can work on consciously to control in some ways. When thinking about your motivation, one of the things I'm going to encourage you to recognize first is whether or not you are more intrinsically motivated or extrinsically motivated. Now, most people are a mix of both at different times of their life, and you can be motivated by both at different times. But in general, your extroverted functions in the 16 type system are motivated by extrinsic or external things, and your introverted functions are motivated by internal or intrinsic things. Now, of course, you may not remember, but everyone has two extroverted functions and two introverted functions, no matter if they're an overall extrovert or introvert. So you have an aspect of yourself that can be extrinsically motivated and an aspect that can be intrinsically motivated. I think it's important to figure out what those aspects are for you as an individual. There are also a lot of theories of motivation, which are actually beyond the scope of what we're going to cover this season, but I do believe Maslow's hierarchy of needs is worth mentioning. So if you remember that, it's the triangle, right? And then at the very bottom, it has your basic physiological needs, such as food, water, and shelter. And having those basic needs met will, of course, increase your capacity to be motivated beyond those foundational elements that are needed to survive as a human. Once those basics for survival have been met, you can then progress to the next levels in Maslow's pyramid, the next of which is safety, then love and belonging, then esteem, and then ending with self-actualization and transcendence, which he later added. So according to this model, if you're struggling on any level, it can be hard to be motivated toward things on the next level. So keep that in mind. One thing that's important to note is that psychological needs or mental health issues, of course, may have a really big impact on your motivation too. But that's also beyond the scope of this season. But if you believe you're struggling with something like that and that's impacting your motivation, I really encourage you to reach out to a therapist who can help guide you through the process of identifying and working with any of those issues. Okay, so far I've talked about the concept of motivation as if it's something that causes you to move toward something. However, we can also be motivated to move away from something. This is an avoidance motivation, and it motivates you to move away from a perceived negative stimulus or to avoid something that you deem unpleasant or undesirable. This is also important to notice in your life because sometimes you can avoid things that you might really want to pay attention to, and that's true for me as well. This can be an avoidance of certain emotions or emotions in general, or it could be an avoidance of a certain kind of pain or difficulty or a struggle that we don't want to feel or experience. Through your journey of self-awareness, it's helpful to consider the root of your behavior and try to uncover if you're moving toward or away from something. And it may actually be both. Practice looking at what you uncover with a neutral perspective. And you can use this knowledge to choose a more conscious action based on what you discover that is truly motivating you. In the majority of clients I've worked with, a huge barrier to motivation can be a lack of purpose or direction. And that comes at the higher levels of Maslow's pyramid, by the way. And this may be more broadly speaking, like as in their whole life lacking purpose and direction, or it may be more situational, as in not knowing the direction to take at a particular moment of transition in their life. And by the way, as a side note, the core gift process that I offer is a beautiful opportunity to clarify your purpose and your unique gift that you can offer to the world. If this is something you've been struggling with and wondering about, and if you're interested in learning more about that, just check out hellopersonality.com/core gift. All right, so we're going to look at some of the common motivators for each of the 8 cognitive functions, and we'll do that in the next episode before we get to the interviews this season. But first, I want to share a few questions for you to reflect on before the next episode. As I mentioned, we're about self-awareness here and uncovering what may be hidden or unconscious. So these will be really helpful to deepen your self-understanding and awareness. Part of the purpose of this podcast is to provide you with the tools and the knowledge to self-observe and to see your own patterns in action. This ability to self-observe and this ability to see your patterns in action, I believe, are the first steps to living more consciously, intentionally, and purposefully. So, understanding what's motivating you right now will help guide your exploration of your underlying motivations throughout this season. These questions that you're about to hear are meant to start painting a broad picture of your own motivations. Now, I recognize that you are likely doing something while you're listening to this podcast, maybe driving or doing something or at home or working. So you can listen to the questions now, or if you have the opportunity, pause and write them down, or come back and make note of them when you can. Give yourself some time to reflect on them. Okay, so the first question is, what's motivating you right now? And I mean literally right now, even listening to this podcast episode. Why are you here? What's motivating you to listen or to continue to listen? Now, of course, I would love you to continue to listen and to stay, But I think it's important to even recognize why you're doing what you're doing in all areas of your life. So let's start with right now. Then you can extend that out and ask yourself what's motivating you this week. Then, once you've kind of unearthed why you're listening now, you can extend that awareness and ask yourself, what's generally motivating you this month or this year? You may not have answers to some of those questions, which is an answer in and of itself, I believe. As you identify those things, which of those motivations are externally focused and which are prompted by internal things? So external focused things would be like external validation from others, acceptance from others, relational harmony, achievements, or having an impact. Those are all things that exist in the external world that can motivate you. Internal motivators then can include your own feelings, your own desires and likes, your own interests, your own desires to feel a certain way, your own beliefs and opinions, your morality, your values, or even just a personal sense of satisfaction or pleasure. The next question is, are you being motivated away from something or towards something? You might want to take the answers to your previous questions and parse that out and figure out if you're moving towards something or away from something. Or maybe it's both in some cases. And then the last question, which involves another step of awareness. What thoughts come up as you answer these questions? What feelings have you had? And what do you experience in your body? We're bringing in the head, heart, and body intelligence that I often talk about with the Enneagram, but I think it's important here as well. And recognizing what is maybe on automatic for you. What is a reaction, a reactionary thought or feeling or sensation? It's all about awareness and uncovering what might be motivating you. Now, you may not have answers to all of those questions that I proposed, but I encourage you to see if you can sit with whatever comes up without shame and without judgment. All of this is valuable information. It's also interesting even just to note if you want to turn your eyes away, metaphorically speaking that is, from some of the pain or discomfort of what you might uncover. Also, you might uncover some really beautiful things that you had been overlooking. All of this is about awareness. You can incorporate the questions that I just proposed today or create some of your own into a daily or weekly ritual to build a closer relationship with your motivations. Now, I also encourage you to begin each episode that you listen to this season. That is, if you decide to stick around, and I hope you do, but begin listening with an intention to pay attention to your own motivations and the ways that you relate or don't relate to what each of the guests share about their own types and their experiences with motivation. Before we get to that, though, we're going to explore some common motivations of each of the 8 mental functions, as I mentioned earlier in this episode. That's coming up next in episode 2. If you haven't already, I would love it if you subscribe so you don't miss that next episode and the continuation of this conversation. All right, I'll see you then. Take care.